Hamas, Israel, Russia, Iran, Ukraine. Post 812. All of these things are true at once. Hamas's goal is the murder of Jews and the destruction of Israel. Iran's goal is the murder of Jews and the destruction of Israel. Hezbollah is Iran's proxy in this. Israel and Iran have been engaged in a low-level war for years. Netanyahu's government of right-wing racists is allowing their supporters in the settler community to murder Palestinians in the West Bank. Netanyahu has lost the support of the vast majority of Israelis. Nearly half of Gaza's population is made up of children. They are dying under Israeli bombs. Hamas committed war crimes in its massacre of October 7. According to the Geneva Conventions, Israel has almost certainly committed war crimes in its bombardment of Gaza. Israel must fight Hamas. Israel must protect Palestinian lives. Hamas is using the deaths of Palestinians as a tool to retain power. Iran, Russia, Hezbollah, and Hamas are allied in seeking harm to Israel. Iran and Russia are allies seeking the destruction of Ukraine. MAGA Republicans are acting as allies to Russia, Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas, and seeking to use aid to Israel and Ukraine as bargaining chips in their domestic agendas. Threats against Jews and Muslims within the United States have risen dramatically since October 7. Ukraine was invaded by Russia. Russia is seeking Ukraine's destruction. Russia has committed a vast number of war crimes in doing so. The Biden administration is seeking to restrain Israeli actions and to push them to again consider a two-state solution. The Biden administration is arming Israel and Ukraine and has positioned itself to serve as their protectors if Iran or Russia acts in specific ways: an overwhelming attack by Hezbollah in northern Israel, an attack by Iran, the use of chemical or nuclear weapons by Russia against Israel, against Ukraine. In order to make sense of what is going on, one has to be able to keep all of these facts in mind. In order to find a path toward a peaceful resolution, one must find a way through the moral and political thickets of these facts.